7. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." This time we'll have to go to God in prayer. I'm going to ask Gemma to lead us in a word of prayer. Gemma? Amen. You may be seated. You are the Messiah. You are the Messiah. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? What do you say? How do you answer that question? When someone was to look at you and say, how would you define what scripture that we read this morning? If Jesus was asking you that question, how would you define who Jesus is? We know here at this church, we talk about the Holy Trinity, don't we? We talk about God, we also talk about Jesus, and we also talk about that Holy Spirit. And when we answer that question like that, first of all, we know a lot about God, don't we? He made everything around about us. Everything you see, everything that is possible, He made you and I. He breathed life into who? Into us. He gave us everything that we have in our life. God made all of creation. God was there with Adam and Eve. God started in this world, and we are so thankful, and we should say glory to God today, amen, for being that God for us. But beyond that, God gave us that second part when we answered that question, who Jesus is. God gave us the birth of His little baby boy. Jesus was brought into this world. When we say who Jesus was, who was He? Well, I tell you what, He was the one that died upon an old rugged cross for all of our sins, wasn't He? He was the Son of God. He was the one that walked on the face of this earth and done all of these wonderful things and touched so many people that had miracles after miracles after miracles. And there's really no way for us to completely understand the greatness of Jesus. But He's all around about us, and His Spirit was there and all the wonderful things that He did. So you had God, you had Jesus, and then He left behind for us, praise be to God, that Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
That Holy Spirit that we feel each and every day in our lives. And we define that and we say, you know, Jesus, I thank You for that Holy Trinity, that three in one. I thank You so much for all of that. But I believe it's a little bit more than that. In the Bible, there's so many different things. I was going to write them all down, the different names that Jesus had in the Bible. We would have been here for a long, long time. But just a few of those is Emmanuel, Lamb of God, Alpha and Omega, King of the Jews, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Bread of Life, the Redeemer, the Living Stone. And those are all wonderful names. But who is Jesus to you? Who is, when you would define who Jesus is, how would you define that? Well, first of all, this is just from me, okay? You would probably have some other definitions that you might want to share. But for me, He is the one that gives us salvation. And praise be to God for that. Amen? Praise be to God that He is the one that gave us salvation. Over in Luke chapter 19, verses 8 through 10, it says, But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." You all know your preacher loves the story of Zacchaeus and how that Zacchaeus had went through so many things and had struggled with so many things, and so many people disliked Zacchaeus, and he had to climb all the way up a sycamore tree to be able to see Jesus. But aren't you glad today that salvation came to Zacchaeus? Amen? And not only that, because Zacchaeus was willing to do the work of God and do what was asked of him. Not only did salvation come to Zacchaeus, but what did we just read? It came to his family too, didn't it? I believe today, if you was to ask Zacchaeus, if you could, who and how would you define who Jesus is? I believe that Zacchaeus would say, He is my Savior. He is the one that gave me salvation. All of you that have turned your heart and life over to Jesus Christ should have that same definition as Zacchaeus does, doesn't he? To know that Jesus is the one that gave you that salvation. By all means, you've heard me say this many, many, many times, and I'll probably say it as long as I keep preaching. No preacher saves you. Amen? Jesus is the one by His name gave you salvation. And what is so wonderful about that salvation? It's not only great the day you were saved, but praise be to God, it's great every day, isn't it? It's something that is there for you every day of your life. Today, we can say, and we should be proud to say it, Jesus, preacher, one of the ways I define who Jesus is He is my Savior. And that should be written all over us, shouldn't it? From all of our thoughts every day and saying, thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. You saved me from the pit of hell, didn't He? He saved you from being able to go through all of that torment. He was your Savior. And your Savior is giving you the key to heaven. So first of all, I would define Him, He is the one that gave me my salvation. Also, praise be to God for this. He is the one that hears my prayers. Isn't that wonderful? He is the one that hears my prayers. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. When the Scripture says, pray continually, what does that mean? That doesn't mean we go around all day long with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, does it? And praying all the time. Basically, what that means is we have Jesus on our what? Lips all the time. On our lips all the time. See, you don't have to text Him. You don't have to call Him. All you got to do is talk to Him. And He is the one that gives you that prayer. And not only can I define as Jesus being my, and I guess we could define this, Jesus is our prayer pal, isn't He? Not only is Jesus my prayer pal, but He is the one that prays with me. He is the one that is there for me. And I define Jesus as being that person that hears and answers my prayer. That doesn't mean at times in our life we may drift away from God. It doesn't mean there's going to be times in our life where we don't have questions about God. But it always means that God is there for us. None of us here this morning are named Lazarus. But many times in our prayer life, God has done some amazing things, hasn't He? Lazarus could say, well, top of bringing him back, me back from death. Well, through your life, when you prayed about things, there's been some miraculous things happen, hasn't there? You have seen some wonderful things take place in your life. We've had a little rough streak here at Bethlehem the last few months, haven't we? We've had a lot of people very sick, and a lot of people that have dealt with some scary things in their life. But praise be to God. This should be a big amen for those folks that went through some struggles and also some others that have went through some things in their life. Praise be to God. God answered those prayers. Amen? Amen. And He does that every day, doesn't He? Praise be to God. He is the one that I pray to. He is the one that hears my prayer. And not only that, He answers my prayers. Now, here's the problem we have of prayers. You'll say, well, You hear people say, well, preacher, I prayed forever, and nothing's ever changed. Nothing's changed. It's still the same. And I don't know. Does God not hear me? I guarantee you something, God does hear you. Sometimes He just don't answer it like the way we want to, does He? Sometimes He says, well, you're just going to have to stay here a little longer. I'm here with you. Praise be to God. I'm your Savior. I'll be here to rescue you when you need rescuing. But I pray and I ask God, and God answers. Praise be to God. God's not on my time. He's not on Central Time. He's not on Eastern Time. God is on whose time? God's time. And in God's time, your prayer will be answered. Who do you say Jesus is? Well, I believe. And this is great right here. This should put a smile on all of our Christian faces this morning. My God, and I define my Jesus as someone that never leaves me. Isn't that wonderful? He never leaves us. Over in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Christians, maybe that's something you need to write down somewhere. Maybe it needs to be on your refrigerator, when you look in the mirror when you get up in the morning. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that a blessing today? To know that He is there with you all the time. I've had people in my life before say, I want to do something for you. Don't you worry about it. I got this handled. You ever had anybody let you down before? Promise you something? Didn't do it? Any of you ever had to wait on the cable guy at home? They're going to be there at a certain time. Any of you ever waited on the Lowe's man? Isn't that a great place to be? We waited for 2 days for a washing machine. A couple weeks. We're going to be in that window for between 8 and 12. Well, their window is a different window than mine is. But praise be to God, God's not like that, is He? He's with you all the time. He never leaves you. His Spirit is there with you. Some people say, well, Brother Paul, I don't feel Him. I don't feel Him like I do all the time, everywhere. But the problem is, it's not God doesn't leave us. Sometimes what? We try to leave Him. We try to run away from Him when we don't need Him, or we're everything's okay, or we're questioning something that He's doing. God never leaves you. He is always there with you. All He wants you to do is reach out and grab His hand and let Him lead, guide, and direct you. He is there for us every day of our lives. No matter what's going on in your world or how busy you are, God always finds a time for you. And He is there with you, guiding you and directing. Praise be to God. He is with you on the bad days. Amen. Praise be to God. He's also with you when? On the good days. And He is there with you in everything in your life. So I don't know how many more years you have left. I don't know how many more years I have left. But I do know something, every one of those days, God is going to be with me. So who is Jesus? He is the one that never leaves me nor forsakes me. Also, this is wonderful for this. BJ don't have a scripture for this one. Just added this morning. But He is, who is Jesus? Who would you define Jesus as being? Jesus is my comforter. Praise be to God for that. What does that say to us? He is the one, you know, when I was young, I guess I would have been the one Mariah in the buggy at Walmart. I was the one that always got in trouble all the time. And not only that, it was when I would go out, you know, when I spread my wings and got my car and got to go out and do some places. Believe it or not, your preacher got himself in some scary places from time to time. And I remember many, many times just wanting to get back home. Any of the rest of you ever been like that? We'll get back home. Because if I get back home, I know there's going to be somebody that's going to be there to take care of me. Well, praise be to God for that. You have a God that comforts you. Amen. No matter where you are, His loving arms. You ever felt the loving arms of God around about you? Hugging you, and squeezing you, and knowing that He's giving you comfort in your hour of need. Sometimes it's all you have, isn't it? Sometimes it's all you have left in your life is to know that God's going to comfort me, God's going to take care of me, God is going to bring me through, and I am going to feel His presence. And last this morning, He is the one that will be with us in heaven. Praise be to God for that today. He is the one that will be with us in heaven. Over in John 3, verse 11, it says, "Very truly I tell you, we speak not of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you all these earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man." I don't know about you all, but I look forward to heaven more and more every day. To be able to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Holy Trinity is all going to do what? All come together. And we are going to be so blessed every day that we can lay our eyes upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So today, you've heard who I say is. Who is Jesus to you? How would you define that definition of what that Holy Trinity is? Who is the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Who are they to you? Hopefully today, first and foremost, you can say that He is your what? Your Savior. And you have allowed Him to come into your heart and into your life. And you truly believe today that you can pray and He hears and answers your prayers. You truly believe today that He will never, ever leave you. You truly believe today that He is your comforter. And you truly believe today that you are going to see Him in heaven someday. Hopefully today the Holy Spirit has dealt with you. Hopefully you're defining that question yourself, who Jesus is. And hopefully you will listen to Him this morning and do His will. If you need to pray, more than glad to pray with you. If you need salvation in your heart and your life, be more than glad to help you to find that salvation. But whatever that need you have on your heart and your life, we invite you to come this morning as we have our closing song.